were, ladies and gentlemen, at the kitchen table at my friend's house, my friend Matt, with his sister Marion. Hi, everybody. Martin Zender here. Had a pot of coffee gurgling in the background. It was a little tense. We were attempting to introduce to Matt's sister Marion the truth of God's control over the world, his use of both good and evil. I was doing most of the talking. Matt was nervously stirring cream into his coffee. I was bringing Isaiah 45, verse 7 to the table. Marion, look, it says here that I am Yahweh Elohim, maker of light, creator of darkness, maker of good, creator of evil. I do all these things. Silence. Oh, except for this. Marion sighed and said, I'm sorry, I just can't accept that. I can't see it. It's just not happening for me. I went on. Marion, see how God uses evil, how he's eventually going to bring good from it. Went to some verses in the Greek scriptures to show God's plan, God's goal. Nothing. Remember Yukon Cornelius on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? He throws his pick up in the air. It lands in the snow. He picks it up and tastes it. Nothing. So even I, given up at that point, I sat back, took up my coffee mug, but you didn't hear this from me. No, I drink it black. You know that. Several minutes passed. They were probably seconds, but they seemed like minutes. Matt and I were just sitting there dejectedly. Then, as Marion was staring at her Bible, she suddenly looked up and said, "Oh, I get it." Friends, those were the four most spiritual words I have ever heard. Not speaking in tongues at a large Pentecostal church, not the mantra-like swooning of, "I praise you, Jesus, I praise you, Jesus, I praise you, Jesus." No, but intelligent, purposeful words after looking at the scriptures, "Oh, I get it." Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. "Therefore we also, from the day on which we hear, do not cease praying for you and requesting that you may be filled full with the realization of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." All wisdom and spiritual understanding. "You to walk worthily of the Lord for all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work." Look at this. This is really revolutionary. We bear fruit only in relation to the measure of our spiritual understanding. Appreciate how different this is from what you have been told. You have been told that unless you walk in a right way, unless you behave yourself and be a good boy or a good girl, then God is not going to bless you. He's not going to invite you into the storehouses of His wisdom. That is not the case. It's the opposite of the truth, as you would expect from a church. The truth is that as we come more and more to realize who God is, as we grow in the realization of Him and come to a spiritual understanding by reading critically, by getting out the concordance and analyzing God's words, doesn't sound very spiritual. I know this. It's not going to make Christian television. Coming to a realization of God's will does not make good TV. Marion saying, "Oh, I get it." It would be boring television. Nobody's going to watch that. But that is the vanguard. That's what God is doing today with His people. And it's only as we come to a realization of this that we bear fruit. Interesting that Paul uses the analogy of fruit. It's just like in nature. The tree with the most light bears the greatest fruit. And so, we quietly sit at His feet. Doesn't look like we're doing anything. We're not out there like the so-called Christian soldiers trying to save the world for God. Rather, we're quietly gathering with other people of like mind, searching the Scriptures, finding out what God is doing. And only when we find out what He is doing can we, with any fitness whatsoever, take that word out to people. There's people who have zeal without knowledge. Speaking of missionaries, zeal without recognition is how Paul says it. Listen to this. Paul speaking in Romans 10:2 concerning the Jews. Wow, let's go to verse 1. Indeed, brethren, the delight of my heart and my petition to God for their sake is for salvation. For I am testifying to them that they have a zeal of God, but not in accord with recognition. Zeal without recognition is useless. Zeal must accord with recognition. And in order to recognize, we must sit and listen and study critically. I know it doesn't sound spiritual, but it is. Grow in the grace and realization of God. If God can use me to help you along this line, to help show you where these Scriptures are that maybe you've never seen before, then I thank God for that. But I want you to thank Him. You're on the vanguard. I'm going to give you more verses tomorrow on the light before fruit principle. It works in nature. It works in the spiritual world. The saint with the most light produces the most fruit. I'm Martin Zender. See you tomorrow.